Hi guys, Andrew here again. Hope you're all keeping safe and well. I realise I've not done an update for quite a long time here on the podcast app. So I thought I'd do a podcast only audio chat. I'm not sure where I left my audio podcast app, whether I posted anything about my move back to Vietnam, but I'm living in Vietnam at the moment again. I moved back to a place called Lao Cai, which is in the north region of Vietnam, about 4.5 hours north of Hanoi. The general manager at a golf course that's opened up here called Sapa Grand Golf Course. Fabulous place, lovely views across the hills, the mountains, the valleys in this area. The Sapa Mountain area, or Phan Xipan, which is the highest mountain in Vietnam. I managed to get a chance to go up to the top of the mountain a few weeks ago, which was fabulous. Couldn't see very much, unfortunately, because it was foggy slash misty. But it was a great experience to go up in the funicular train and then onto the cable car, which takes you up to virtually the top of the mountain. But then you've got another 500 to 600 meters of walking up steps to reach the summit, which was beautiful. It was great to be up there. There's so many people there. It was busy, but obviously without the views, it had a totally different experience than it would be if I imagine you there on a clear sunny day. But yeah, it was just a great place to be, and just experiencing the mountain, the area there, and having the walk up to the top and just enjoying that experience and seeing a different part of the area I'm living in is always important. You know, living in Lao Cai, we're sort of down in the valley a little bit here. It's a beautiful town. I get out every day walking around. I do some videos for my YouTube channel, but I realized I hadn't been putting any audio across onto my podcast. So yeah, I just thought I'd just update everybody. If you are interested in my podcast and you have been listening to it, I'm living back in Vietnam now. I was living in the UAE for just over a year, and made the move back to Vietnam. It's a great place to be. Currently the sun is shining and it's about 26, 27 degrees. We've had some cold weeks as well. It gets quite cold up here in the higher altitude, and a few weeks ago it was down to 10 or 11 degrees, which does feel very, very cold with the humidity that's in the air. It tends to feel wet when you're walking around and damp, and makes it a lot cooler than the actual temperature says. But now the sunshine is out and it's good. And in the summertime, it'll get up to 35, maybe even pushing 40 degrees up here, which would be interesting to see what that's like. But the golf course is fabulous, lovely design, making the most of the contours, and the views are beautiful. And the course conditions are great. It actually soft opened in July last year, and currently finishing the construction of the clubhouse, which is scheduled to open June/July this year. So that will be great. Already a busy golf course, lots of people travelling up from Hanoi to experience this new course. And there's quite a few golfers living in the Lao Cai area, but mainly the visiting golfers will come from Hanoi. We've had some people coming across from Korea. They come into Hanoi and play a few of the courses there, and then they've traveled up to play our course. But that's great to see all these different golfers coming and experiencing this fabulous facility. Which is only going to get better once the clubhouse is finished. Lovely driving range as well, with fabulous views again across the hills, the mountains in the distance. Fabulous place to be, that's for sure. And really, just on my journey of losing weight and getting healthy, I'm out and about every single day walking. I'm trying to get an average of 10,000 minimum per day steps. Unfortunately, I've not got a bike yet, so I can't get back into the biking, which was a big thing for me while I was in the UAE, but that'll come soon, so that I can get my cardio back up to standard. So there you go, just wanted to say hello, and hope you're all keeping safe and well, and that you'll keep following my three key mottos: get up, get out, and get it done. Do something today to improve your tomorrows, and what can be measured can be improved. And hopefully see you all again soon for another awesome update. Take care, stay safe.